And we are pretty much in an arts facility. So Price Tower is mostly known as kind of the architecture icon of Frank Lloyd Wright's only known skyscraper. And if you know anything about Frank Lloyd Wright, he's a well-known American architect, mostly focused in mid-century to modern architecture, but he kind of created his own style with organic architecture. So he adapted natural elements to and implemented them into his design. So we are known as kind of the tree that escaped the crowded forest because we are based off of a tree. So we actually have a trunk, we have limbs, and we have leaves. So
when you talk about arts, are you talking about paintings? Are you talking about...
We're talking about all form. Well, mm-hmm. mostly visual. The visual arts mm-hmm. is what our focus is. We do have a gallery space, which is gallery/museum space. So we do have a permanent collection and a temporary gallery that kind of transitions mm-hmm. into different exhibitions over the year.
Okay. So right now, what is going on at the Price Tower Art Center?
Well, right now we have our big exhibition called Peanuts Naturally, which focuses on Charles Schulz's Peanuts comic strip. So Charlie Brown, Snoopy, and pretty much the Peanuts gang. And what we are actually going to be doing this weekend, just kind of kicking off the our celebration for Independence Day on 4th of July. Mm-hmm. So this Friday, we will actually be having an outdoor movie night. This will be our first one. And we will be showing the Peanuts movie outside. And we'll have popcorn, we'll have snacks, and Snoopy will be there to kind of watch his friends and cheer them on. And of course, kind of watch himself.
Right. So Peanuts Naturally, explain a little bit more about that, because I've read about this and it's kind of different. It's not mm-hmm. you know, when you think I think of Peanuts, I think of the comic strip, but it's definitely a creative take on Peanuts. It's definitely a different a view of the Peanuts comic strip. It's not just jokes and gags. It's a mm-hmm. specific, very specific focus for it.
Absolutely. This particular show, because it's called Peanuts Naturally, it's actually focusing on the Peanuts characters and their relationship with nature. So it actually starts out with the universe, because of course we wouldn't be here without our universe. So it starts out with the solar system, talking about the sun, and then from the sun it actually talks about how things grow and how food is developed, and all through this whole process of going from how things are grown and how the world itself is grown and created, then it also boils down to and kind of describes how we can protect it and how we can protect our nature. So all of these are all featured and pretty much a huge focus throughout the Peanuts characters through the whole time that it was running, you know, as just a simple comic strip. You know, Charles Schulz was very passionate about protecting our earth and recycling and being very, very aware about mm-hmm. the effects that we have on the world. So, and all of that is very very obvious in the comic strips and very relevant, very important even now.
Right.
So.
And so this, the gallery, I guess, mm-hmm. who is that aimed towards? Is it aimed towards, I guess, adults? Is it aimed towards children? Is it aimed towards both of that?
This particular show, I feel it really hits all generations. I mean, I'm 30. I was in there playing. There's a lot of interactive elements in this particular show. So there's a lot of hands-on interactive activities. You can learn how a solar eclipse works. You can create your own snowflake. So various different types of things that are all based on nature. So the fact that I've seen adults and really, really young children all kind of come together and really celebrate this exhibition. So yes, all of them.
So yes, it's for everybody, big and little kids alike.
Exactly.
And you said it was an interactive. What is... did you create the interactive exhibits? Is the Price Tower created?
This particular show was actually organized by the Charles Schulz Museum. So we, this was actually part of our temporary exhibitions, and sometimes we actually rent or borrow exhibitions from other museums or other exhibit organizations. So this is one. So Price Tower didn't organize it, but we organized to get it here.
So it won't be here forever.
No, unfortunately. So the show actually runs until October 9th. So between then, we are trying to actually do some variation of activities. So that's where the movie night comes in with the Peanuts movie. And then, of course, we'll have some kids crafts that are all in relationship to the exhibitions. And yeah, and so we're just really excited to have kind of a fun night on Friday night. And then on 4th of July, we'll actually have tie-in with Freedom Fest. We'll actually be doing a hayride back and forth between Price Tower and Freedom Fest. And we'll also have kids activities, and Snoopy will be there, and a whole bunch of other fun stuff.
So a lot of fun things going on. So there's definitely time to get there, but it won't be there forever. So if there's if there's a time that you need to go to see this, it's definitely during the summer when I think things are open up and the kids are out of school, and it's a little bit easier to get you. We're going to take a quick break, and then we're going to come back with more from the Price Tower.
Complete orthopedic care with a collaborative approach. Tulsa Bone and Joint and Jane Phillips Medical Center have teamed up to deliver a proactive approach for the prevention, care, and treatment of all bone and joint injuries. Depend on our compassionate surgeons and medical staff for all your family's orthopedic needs. Call today for your appointment, 918-214-8232. Tulsa Bone and Joint of Bartlesville and Jane Phillips Medical Center, working together to keep you on the move.
There's always something good happening at the Bartlesville First Baptist Church. Coming up July 11th through the 16th is Falls Creek Youth Camp. Register now. And July 11th through the 14th, plus August 1st through the 5th, is the Cross Timbers Children's Mission Adventure Camp. Registration going on now. For more information about the First Baptist Church events calendar, call 918-336-6172.
Philippians chapter 3, verses 12 through 14. Not that I have already obtained all this, or have already been made perfect, but I press on to take hold of that for which Christ Jesus took hold of me. Brothers, I do not consider myself yet to have taken hold of it, but one thing I do. Forgetting what is behind and straining toward what is ahead, I press on toward the goal to win the prize for which God has called me heavenward in Christ Jesus. The Apostle Paul knew he was not a perfect man. None of us are, including this old preacher speaking to you now. But Paul understood this. Forgetting what is behind means forgiving your past. Straining toward what is ahead means live for today, and pressing on toward the prize means looking forward to a place called heaven. This should encourage us to be a difference for Jesus Christ today. Hello, my name is Wendell Abbott, and I am the pastor of First Church of God in Nowata, Oklahoma, located on the corner of Pine and Seneca Streets in Nowata. I would like to invite you and your family to join us for our morning worship service beginning at 10:45 a.m. every Sunday morning. Come and be a part of a congregational family that loves God and loves people.
And we are back here with Community Connection, 8:42, June 28th. It's a Tuesday, 77. It's Election Day. A lot of exciting things going on. And I'm sitting here with Deshane Atkins-Williams from the Price Tower Arts Center. We were just talking about the Peanuts Naturally exhibit. That is currently showing right now. But we were talking a little bit about movie night on July 1st before we had to go to break. Can you go ahead and explain that one more time for me?
Well, we will. The event starts at 8 p.m., but we won't really start the show until dusk. So that's just after 9 o'clock. But before, so at 9 o'clock or 8 o'clock, you're welcome to come get some snacks. Or even if you want to get dinner in Copper, we have Copper on the 15th and 16th floor, and we will have. We will have live music upstairs. I believe it's Anjanette Webster, and she'll be playing live on 15 and or 15. And so you can come get a drink, get dinner before, listen to Anjanette. And then if you want to go down into the gallery, it is free that night. So, and it's open to the public. So please feel free to come, bring your lawn chairs, blankets, whatnot, and come hang out and watch Peanuts Naturally with us.
So you said it starts at 8, but the movie will probably start around 9, kind of when it gets darker outside, just because it's summer and it doesn't ever get dark and
exactly
until it's basically the middle of the night.
Yes.
And so there's dinner going on at the 15th and 16th floors at Copper, I believe, what you said?
Yes, Copper Restaurant and Bar. Mm-hmm. And that those are, I believe they will be open until about 9 or 10 o'clock that evening. Mm-hmm. So just about the time that they will be wrapping up is whenever the movie will start. So if you really want to go have dinner and do all of that stuff, and then you can literally do a dinner and a movie if you really wanted to.
So there's arts in the visionary arts, there's arts in the film arts, there's arts in the culinary arts.
Exactly.
All sorts of arts here at the Price Tower Center. The movie night, is that going to be a series or is it going to be a one-night event? What's going
to... We hope later on to eventually start doing more more movies outdoors and even indoors. I'm also part of the Bartlesville Film Society, and so we do monthly screenings. And right now our main site is at the Heritage Theater in Dewey. But I know that we are actually working on doing more than just that particular location. We will also be doing some stuff downtown. So I know that there's definitely talk about Price Tower and the Bartlesville Film Society doing stuff later on.
So films, it'll be hopefully from be more than one night, but July 1st is the night, starting at 8 p.m., movie starting at 9, but definitely get there at 8 because I believe you said Snoopy will be there, and that's kind
Snoopy
of a
will
big
be
deal.
There, and you can definitely get his autograph and his photo with him. We do have his famous doghouse in the gallery, so you can get a picture with him and his house. And then, of course, we have the psychiatric stand from Lucy, so you can get your little test from Lucy.
Of course. So Snoopy will be there, and will Lucy be there or just her stand?
I did hear Lucy might be there.
You heard Lucy might be here. Rumored?
Yes.
Rumored there?
There is
so
a rumor.
We can all hope, but there's only one way to find out. You have to be there at the movie night on July 1st. So we were talking about Freedom Fest as well. Explain the Arts Center's role in Freedom Fest this year.
Well, Freedom Fest normally takes place right down Frank Phillips Avenue, and they usually have live music, kids activities, and then of course several booth and vendors, and it's really a huge big celebration just of for 4th of July, and well, Price Tower really wanted to be part of that, and because we are all the way down the street, we unfortunately can't carry the building down to the Frank Phillips. So we figured we would give people an opportunity to still come see the show. Again, it'll be free 4th of July. We normally are closed on Mondays, but we're going to open up for this. And we'll have some activities and crafts and stuff in the gallery. So if you want to take a break from the crowds or the heat, you can hop on the hayride and come to Price Tower.
All right. We're going to take another quick little break, and then we're going to come back and talk more about what's going on Freedom Fest and what's actually happening on there.
BartlesvilleRadio.com is your source for what's going on in the community and around the world. Click on BartlesvilleRadio.com and check out local and national news, upcoming events, lost or found animals, listener birthdays, anniversaries, up to the second real-time reports, and of course the latest news, weather, market news, and local sports scores and schedules. If it's on the air locally, it's on BartlesvilleRadio.com. Go to BartlesvilleRadio.com.
In the Two Works for You Weather Center, I'm Storm Shield meteorologist Kirsten Horn. Today we're looking for mostly sunny skies and light winds, which will lead to an air quality alert day for us here across the Tulsa metro area. Look for temperatures today to get up into the low 90s. We're going to see those winds light out of the east-northeast around 5 miles per hour. Tonight, mostly clear skies are expected as we drop down into the 70s. And for tomorrow, that chance for rain increases just a bit. Temperatures will be in the low 90s with a 40% chance for rain.
Here's a unique idea to attract customers to your business. Schedule consumer calls on the road to come to your business. Call your sales representative at 336-1001 and we'll come to you with consumer calls on the road. We'll broadcast a live remote at your business and watch the results as the traffic flows in. Don't have a sales representative? No problem. Just give us a call at 336-1001 and we'll gladly set you up with one of our finest and get you connected fast. Host one of the most listened to programs from 9:10 until noon on Saturday and have your business buzzing in no time. We'd love to make your business our next stop, so give us a call. Consumer Calls on the Road is a superb way to bring in customers to your business.
And we're back with Consumer Calls, or not Consumer Calls, excuse me. We're back here with Community Connection here at 8:49, June 28th. Consumer Calls is coming up, 77 degrees outside, here with DeShane Atkins-Williams from Price Tower Arts Center. We were talking a little bit during the break about the Price Tower itself, and like I said, I'm new to Bartlesville. You were explaining that it's the Green Tower, and it's been here for a little while, correct?
It has. It has been here for a while. This year is actually our 60th year of it actually being officially open to the public and everything. So, and it was, construction started in 1956 and was completed in 1953 and completed in 1956. And, yeah.
So what a better way to celebrate than with Peanuts Naturally.
Exactly,
happening.
Exactly.
So a lot of exciting things. So we're talking about Freedom Fest a little bit before the break, and we were talking about how the building can't move, but go ahead and explain again one more time, just for me, about what the Art Center is doing for Freedom Fest and how they're, participating in
sure.
it.
Sure. Yeah, Price Tower, we will have free hay rides going back and forth between Freedom Fest and Price Tower. So you can, if you really want to, and you don't, if you're struggling to find a parking spot, you can come park at Price Tower, get on the hay ride, ride over to Freedom Fest. You know, I know a lot of people will do that, or at least we're hoping. And then if you want to and it escape the heat, you're welcome to come into Price Tower. We will have Snoopy will also be there as well. So if you miss your opportunity this Friday, you can come see him again on Monday, and we'll have some crafts, we'll have some activities inside the gallery, and then, of course, gallery admissions, it's free.
So gallery we'll, admission free.
And then, of course, the hayride will actually start between 6 o'clock p.m., and will probably run until about 9:30, 10 o'clock.
So a lot of exciting things going on right now. We said Snoopy will be there for the hayride, but yep. Definitely... check him out and go see him and go visit with Snoopy.
Yes.
At movie night on July 1st, so don't miss out on that. But if, you know, worst case scenario, you should miss that.
Yeah.
He will be there for 4th of July. And you said you don't open generally on Mondays. You're not generally open on Mondays.
No, most museums typically are closed on Mondays. Mm-hmm. And so we're opening just for this.
So a very special event. Mm-hmm. You have to go there and check it out. You're talking about some crafts and things to do there. What kind of things are going on for the people, for the kids?
Well, most of the stuff, unfortunately, our education director is still working on that. But we will have a variation of things. And most of it will all tie into to the Peanuts Naturally show. But I know one thing that he was talking about was actually how to draw Snoopy and Woodstock. So, because there's actually some little worksheets that you can do to actually learn how to do that. So I know that that's definitely one.
So that's definitely one, but there's definitely going to be some surprises there. So you have to go and check it out. Going back a little bit, we're talking about Peanuts Naturally, the exhibit right now at the Price Tower Arts Center. We're talking about some interactive things for people to experience there. What kind of interactive things are there? I mean, I think a lot of people go to museums sometimes and they see the you know, you can look but don't touch. Is that the case here?
Not always. If it's under a plexiglass cover, that is typically the signal of not touching. But with these particular items, there are several stations in the middle of our gallery. There's about four that you can actually touch and you can pick up things. You can actually, there's some crayons there, so you can actually draw on a couple of things. And so yeah, there's a variation of interactives. One of them is talking about solar power, and or Snoopy standing on his doghouse, and you actually turn on the fans essentially to kind of create the wind, and it actually shows you how the turbine actually works. And then another one is you can actually look up close. It actually scans leaves, so you can actually look up close and actually see the kind of the vines and stuff within. There's definitely different types, and you can actually learn how to grow things. So you plant your seeds and you go to the other station and you pull your vegetables, and so yeah, there's all kinds of stuff.
It's definitely a lot of fun things, but a lot of educational things. Is that kind of a, not necessarily a theme, but kind of a goal of the Price Tower to have things that are fun and fun to look at and fun and artistic, but also educational as well?
Absolutely. That's, I mean, I think that's something that we always try to strive for, especially considering we are a museum. I mean, I kind of feel it's our responsibility to have some form of education that goes along with it. So with this particular one, it, again, not only just focusing on nature and how to protect it, but all of the elements and all of the other aspects that kind of go with it. And with previous shows, no matter what it is, we always try to have some kind of educational element that comes with it.
And so right now it's definitely how to be environmentally conscious and how to protect the environment.
Yes.
And we talked about Charles Schulz did that in his
particular part of nature that was very beautiful, or what he found beautiful. For example, falling water. Instead of building a house across the stream, he actually builds it just next to the waterfall, so people can actually essentially be a part of it and still protect it. You know, and same with Taliesin. Instead of building the house at the top of the hill or at the top of, you know, he builds it just at the brow of the hill, so he doesn't destroy the natural curve of the hill, and you're not just plopping this thing right on top of it. So he is very environmentally conscious, and I think that is very relevant with and very reflective in Charles Schulz as well. And you know, even other architects like Bruce Goff, he was also very or environmentally conscious. So I think there's architects out there, and even in our history and important characters like Charles Schulz, that also found it very important to do everything they could, even whenever still doing their own craft of expressing the need.
Right. Of course. So there's a lot of exciting things here at Price Tower. There's the Peanuts Naturally exhibit, which is on now until October, but definitely check it out now because it's the summertime and it's a great time to do it. Very very fun for the kids, very fun and just amazing to go to for the adults, the bigger kids. There's movie night, which is July 1st, starting at 8 o'clock, but that movie will start probably about 9, so definitely time to grab dinner on the 15th and 16th floors, which I believe you said Copper was the name.
Mm-hmm.
Still learning here. So we have that going on, and then the Freedom Fest and Hay Rides at Price Tower on July 4th, which is Monday. They're opening up specifically that Monday, special time, and Snoopy will be at some of those events, and a lot of exciting things happening.
Yep. Absolutely.
All right. Well, thank you so much for joining me today. Again, I'm with Deshane Atkins-Williams from the Price Tower Art Center, and all those things will be on our website for you to, in case you missed it and you need to get more information on that, but definitely go check them out. A lot of exciting things happening in Bartlesville, a lot of exciting things happening in the Price Tower Art Center.
This year, Eastland Fireworks have been canceled. However, Highland Park's Friday, July 1st event still goes on. Go early for a free hot dog supper, ice cream, games and inflatables for the kids, patriotic and gospel music supplied by Forgiven Quartet. Meal begins at 6:30, and Forgiven will be appearing at 8 in concert. The event taking place at 300 Southeast Washington Boulevard. Everything is free. Take your whole family for a fun evening to celebrate our country's Independence Day.
Congratulations to Caregiver Services for being selected